are.
What is going on, everybody? Trying to make this bigger so it fits the window and I can see what I'm doing here. Actually, that's good to monitor audio. Actual recording is higher quality. No shit. I know that. I don't know why I'm saying that. Okay. How's it going, everybody? I am going on vacation next week. Going back east to see family, as we occasionally do. And I wanted to get a couple podcasts out before we do that. So I'm recording a solo one today. I'm recording another one with Ron tomorrow that will run the next day. And then when I get back, we're going to line up an episode. That's unnecessary. Felix. Hey. When I get back, I'm going to line up an episode with my friend, the actor Daniel Cudmore, who's a big car fan and just a fun person to talk to. But I wanted to roll one out today. Well, record it today and then publish it today. Please stop, buddy. To get going. And I just got back from the Cadillac Escalade V launch, which I cannot tell you how it drives because the embargo lifts on the 13th. I'm just going to make a face, though. That's it. I'm probably going to get in trouble for doing that. But I cannot tell you how it drives, but just stay tuned. I will have a first drive review on both Auto Trader and Hooniverse. Hooniverse.com. So we'll go for that soon. I will also have my video recap and written portion of the Express Rally Overland event I attended soon as well. I got the photos, I got the B-roll video, and the Black Elk Media team, which covers it for the Express Rally folks, did an amazing job. The photos are awesome. I just posted some pics on my Instagram at Hooniverse Jeff. If you want to see some of them, go check that out. For now, though, I want to pop open Twitter and just start by taking some of those questions I asked for the other day. I should have this up, but again, I just decided to do this now because I'm a dummy. Someone's at the door. That's great. I'm not getting the door. All right, so we're going to roll into questions because I don't have much coverage for stuff. Hopefully I have a better thing to talk about when I record with Ron, but questions get me going. And some of these will be for Ron and I, which will screw everything up. Matthew at plays_with_cars. Is there a wager between you and Ron on the outcome of the NBA finals? No, Ron doesn't care about either team. He's an Atlanta guy. Also, I should say, go Celtics. Game 3 was awesome. I'm getting real tired of Draymond Green, who just is a bully on the court. But that is a conversation for another day and another time. But go Celtics. He continues with more questions. Should modern parking lots be restriped to fit the size of today's vehicles? And what's the most useless automotive technology feature? And what would you rather own, Escalade V or Hummer EV? Yeah, this conversation comes because Matt and I were talking parking at John Wayne Airport. The lines are really tight for a modern vehicle. But yeah, vehicles have grown. So maybe some parking lots should be restriped to fit where cars have gone. Most useless automotive technology or feature? That's a good question. I used to want to say start-stop, and I still turn it off, but it has gotten smoother and more efficient than when it first was, like, jarring. It's hard to think of one because everything kind of tries to make your experience for the better or safer. Where I live, night vision isn't necessary, but some people will argue like, oh, I live in the woods and I needed to see deer, so I can't say it's that. Any of the dumb Tesla things, like the fart sounds. That's a dumb one. It's funny, it's silly, but it's also useless. I'm not hating on it, but it's useless at the same time. So there you go. What would I rather own, an Escalade V or a Hummer EV? Technically, I cannot answer that question. Also, because of the embargo, but also I haven't driven the Hummer EV, but just based on not talking about driving impressions, but the idea of owning a 9,000-pound electric vehicle isn't appealing to me. So without spoiling driving impressions, I would say Escalade V, just based on what I just said. How's that? Greg Kachadurian at Greg C. Catch. Is it possible to buy truck wheels that don't look like they're made for military LARPers in lifted super duties? I'm already thinking ahead about my next truck and putting together a wheel tire package for something I don't own yet. Yes, there are a lot of good brands out there that make good truck wheels. It's just the ones that sell the best are the ones that you and I would likely consider pretty ugly and stupid. And I'm not going to name any name brands, but I will say that some of the truck-specific wheels that 1552 has come out with recently are great. If you dig into the Fuel family of wheels, there are some solid choices. It's a mixture there. Ron would be. I can talk about the wheels because I don't work for Wheel Pros. And then KMC has some decent stuff as well. So it just takes. It shouldn't be as hard to find good wheels that don't look stupid for trucks, but they are out there. Hans at DHHM, the Mar Bio, he's a marine biologist. Your take on the 1955 Mercedes-Benz 300 SLR Uhlenhaut coupe that sold for 142. Money doesn't matter to people at that level. It's wild. You can't consider it a car anymore. It's like paintings. The value of paintings don't make sense, but at least this is a painting that you could theoretically drive. But yeah, that price is bonkers. It's wild. It doesn't make sense. It was insane when that 250 GTO went for 70 million, and this car has gone for double that. It's at least it's not an NFT, you know? Like it's you can touch it, you can sit in it, you can smell it, you can drive it. So that's good at least. I don't see it's at a level of money where the money doesn't matter to the people spending it anymore. And so they just want things and they don't have to think about it and they just go get it. And it doesn't make sense to the brains of 99.9% of people on this planet because we don't live in that space where money literally doesn't matter. It's a never-ending supply or seemingly never-ending supply of money. So it just doesn't matter to them. So 142 million to someone who has billions doesn't matter. The exponential jump from million to billion is such a wild concept. Hannah Burgess at Hannah Burgess PR. What car should be restomodded next? Will American cars be modified in this upcycling vein or just British and European ones? Genuinely interested as a car enthusiast and not a PR, by the way. It's funny because I believe Hannah is in the UK, I think, right? Hannah, you're in the UK? I should double check that because here in the US, muscle cars have been restomodded for a long time. Just look at what. The hell are their names? Well, Speedcore does some amazing stuff. They just did a crazy car for Ralph Gilles. And then the brothers. Why can't I think of the brothers' names who did the RV and they do all the restomod stuff? But yeah, muscle car is the era of that for Felix, stop for that stuff. This is like the worst time to do a podcast, but whatever. Yeah, I'm more curious of. I would like to see more Japanese cars being restomodded. That is what I'll be very curious about. Like a truly singerized 240Z would be amazing. That would be super, super cool, and I think it's the perfect car for such a treatment because you wouldn't need to go to the cost and complexity level of a Singer, but like something giving the love and care and attention. And you're not starting with something that is as insanely as expensive as what do they use 964 Porsches and they're moving on to 993 soon or something I don't know, but yeah I think Japanese cars need to be start to be restomodded next and my vote is for the 240Z. I would also like to see, you could argue Icon restomods vintage SUVs, but I would like to see it done. And there actually is a dude in see in South Korea. I follow him on Instagram. I think his tag is at Juno Kim. He takes Monteros and he like he does some amazing work with them. Rick at Rad 32 Racer, no question here. Just want to whine that I scratched the shit out of the door jamb on my Dodge truck moving my mini fridge from my old job to the new job because the power cord got cut in the fold down floor. That's all right. We allow for whining and complaining. That's fine. Dustin Driver at Dustin underscore Driver. Apple's CarPlay announcement. Will OEM stop making their own in-car entertainment tech? Polestar has already adopted Android Auto. I think it makes a lot of sense for them at least to partner with people who deal with this stuff on a day in, day out basis. For example, when Uconnect first rolled out, it was good because they worked with Sprint, who understands how phones work. So yes, if they lean towards Apple and Google or Sprint or T-Mobile or whoever, you know, like someone who's in plays in this space, especially Apple and Google, it could lead to systems that work really well and are a natural extension from what you're used to with your phone or your tablets. So yeah, I think it's a smart play. I think they can bring them in house or work with them together to create systems that look and feel like with the language and familiarity that works with a specific automaker, but the actual functionality, this quality UX that someone like an Apple or a Google could bring to the market. Rick at Rad32Racer does actually have a question. What pre-75 car has great AC? I don't know. I think if the AC in my Mercedes would have worked, it probably would have worked well, but it didn't work. So maybe that's not a good answer. The Jag, which is not pre-75, the AC has a leak, so that's not working. And in my Montero, which had great AC, just started to warm up. So I got to get that fixed too. So I don't know. I don't have a good answer for you right now. Nothing like him being trapped in here with two dogs who don't want to be in here. Damascada. Some of your colleagues were beating up on the Fisker Ocean on another podcast. Why the hate? It seems that having Magna build the cars is a smart move. It is the reason perhaps Kia and others are already in the market with a similar offering at lower prices. I mean, that can't hurt it, but people are looking at what Fisker has brought to the table in the past, specifically back when it owned the Fisker Karma, which is now just Karma Automotive. Having seen the Ocean in person, it looks really good. The specs are great and the price is good for what it is. And I just really hope they deliver on it. And if they deliver on it feels like it's been quiet for a bit, which could lead to some of the speculation. But if they can bring it to market, it seems like it could be one heck of a machine. So I wish them well. I the more the merrier in the automotive space. So yeah, I hope it lands. I haven't heard anything in a while since the car debuted, so that's always reason for concern. But cars are hard to build, and people who say they aren't are wrong. Bobby Reed, he wrote, I already answered this too, 1970s Mercedes 450 SLC built in rally car fashion. Great idea or no? Of course it's a great idea. Almost anything that becomes a rally car is cooler for it, and pretty much everything can become a rally car, which is what makes rally so awesome. Rally racing is some of the best racing on the planet, and it's available at grassroots levels, which is also amazing. There's rallies even in this country, which hasn't embraced rally like the rest of the world has. There are rally races all over the place, and some of them have some great history to them as well. What's the one? 100 Acre Woods and all that stuff. The Northeast and the Midwest is rife with rally opportunities, the Pacific Northwest as well. We need to bring some rallies type stuff on fire roads here to Southern California, and it probably exists and I just don't know about it. But I gotta figure that out, because I would really like to sling some cars on some slidey stuff around here. I gotta talk to someone about that and make that happen. I'm jumping over to Instagram, where I can see the questions from that one. Where did I put that? I actually saved it as a photo so I don't lose it. Victoria21, which Escalade was your favorite generation? I always had a soft spot for the third gen, but the current gen Escalade is a true luxury vehicle. And this isn't a V-specific thing. This is the current Escalade. It's so nice inside. It rides so well. So the current generation is, I really like the tall taillights too. Brosifer Duder asked, real world city MPG. I can't talk about any of that stuff with the V series. 92 Dakota HD Escalade question. What took them so long? That's not a driving impression. I don't know. They've been toying with the idea of special Escalades for a long time. I even heard there was one at one point earlier on in the Escalade lifetime. They toyed with the notion of putting a V16 in one. And I heard this, I'm not going to say who told me this, but the person who told me this has been involved with the Escalade from the beginning. And that would have been a wild, wild, wild thing, a V16 powered Escalade. And now I want to see if they ever actually just toyed with the idea or if they ever built a prototype. Now that's the better question, because if that exists somewhere in the dark corners of a GM garage, oh my God, we need to find it. Real Cool Phillips asks, when's the last time you shotgun a beer? It has been a while. I mean, If you do that these days, all it does is upset your stomach and make you burp and feel full, and you don't get to enjoy the beer. I drink beers now to enjoy them, not just to get drunk. That dude Pasha, any plans this weekend? Lion Air Museum BMW thing, WERC Enduro at Fontana. I didn't know the Lion Air thing was this weekend. That would be fun to go to, but I'm hopping on a red-eye flight to go back east to see the family on Friday. When we land, we'll be driving a Mercedes GLS for part of the time, and then we pop down to DC for a day or two to see some other friends we haven't seen in a while. And when I'm down there, I'll be in an Audi S5, I believe. I'm curious about the GLS because I haven't driven a regular GLS. The only GLS I have experience with is that Maybach I drove and I scratched the ever-loving shit out of. So hopefully that doesn't happen in this GLS, but I'm very curious to see what an actual GLS with good rear cargo space is like. So that'll be neat, and I haven't driven that one, and I'm looking forward to that. Oh, but the other thing I'm hoping to drive while I'm in back in New England is my father-in-law's dune buggy, I think, is done. So I'm really excited to drive this thing in not the sketchiest way possible with no body and a wooden piece of wood holding the steering column in place. I'm 90% sure this thing is fully buttoned up and ready to go, and I'm very excited to drive this. And I think my father-in-law is excited to drive it with his granddaughter in the car too. Pretty cool projects. Ask powder coat versus Cerakote versus steel, steel it versus paint for wheels. Pro and con of each. This is a Ron question, and I'll try to bring it up when I record with Ron tomorrow because I don't know the answer to that one. I feel like everybody loves powder coat, but I am not qualified to answer that one. Sam Gobbs asked, Jeff, what's your favorite mountain bike related product? I really like my Sea Sucker suction cup based bike mount. Even though I prefer to have a bike bolted to the vehicle, the Sea Sucker does a damn fine job. I drove with one on the roof of an Audi, what the heck is it, the RS5 Sportback or something like that years ago to Yosemite and back, which is a long haul, and I had no issues. I've had it on the roof of a lot of cool cars driving at speeds that may be above the speed limit. Maybe I was testing things. And it's always worked really, really well. But the greatest thing in the mountain bike space is, and it's not a mountain bike related product. It is a mountain bike product, and my bikes come with them. But I've upgraded mine, so I'm counting it here. Felix, please stop. Dropper posts. For those of you who don't know what a dropper post is, basically on the fly you can raise and lower your seat with a lever on your handlebars. You want the seat high up when you're climbing and just cruising around, and then you want the seat dropped when you are descending. And to be able to do that on the fly is awesome. And there are some dropper posts that are better than others. I have a, what did I get? I got the One Up Components dropper post, replaced the stock Bontrager dropper post that worked fine for a long time with my bike, but then I noticed it started getting a little sticky, which I read happens with the Bontrager stuff. Bontrager, by the way, is like Trek's in-house brand for things because I ride a Trek mountain bike. The One Up one is awesome. I wanted the Fox Transfer because I love Kashima Coat. We're getting real nerdy on bike stuff now. Kashima Coat is when you see that gold colored stuff on like Fox forks, the top section of the shocks. Kashima Coat is what makes the stuff slide really nicely, and it's on their higher end stuff. I've upgraded my Fox forks to with Kashima uppers, even though they're not full Fox factory forks. So it doesn't get the full upgrade, but it's like 90% of the upgrade, and I got a good deal on them. So they also make a dropper post called the Fox Transfer, which has that Kashima coat on it. And I just love the way gold looks. So I wanted to, and it's like an old gold. It's not like a bright, shiny gold. It's like a nice old gold. So I wanted to get that, but the weight. Stop. Stop. Buddy, please stop. There you go. Good boy. I wanted to get that look on the bike, but the wait was too long, the price was high. This One Up was cheaper and available and works awesome. Slaps right in your bum, nice and good when you're ready to climb or do whatever you're doing. So I love that stuff. Anything else I can think of? I ride flats, so I don't have any like cool clip-in pedals. I don't have anything else that's like that. Cool. Oh, I bought one of those Tilt Industries balance trainers, so I've been using that to try to get better at manuals and whatnot. But it's also giving me like an actual really good core workout. Like I had pain here And here the other day, I was like, what's that from? I'm like, this is from the balance trainer, where you use it and the back of your tire is tucked into the bike or into the balance trainer. Your back tire is tightened in there. The front trainer has a safety strap, so you can't lift the bike too far where you won't loop out, but you can set it how far you want to go. And then you take the chain off the bike because you don't want to use the pressure of the pedals to assist with the balance. You want it to be like unrestricted. And then you try to lift the front wheel up and just balance and hold it there. And just doing that works muscles I'm not used to working and will hopefully make me better on the trail as well. So that is a cool mountain bike related product too. It's expensive for what it is, and it's possible to build them yourself, but this one is very nicely built. So I just said, screw it. And I bought one. I think I got 10% off because I bought it with a code I got from the guys from the Lone Wolf, which is a great mountain bike website and YouTube channel. You should check out thelonewolf.com. Good stuff. So that's it for the mountain bikes. I want to get a watch. I want to get a fitness watch to track some stuff, but I just have my phone in my pocket and I run Strava and blah, 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 all that stuff. You guys are probably bored out of your goddamn minds about the bike stuff now. Any updates on my own vehicles? No, I've just been head down doing some other work. I really keep saying, oh, I got to get out and shoot the Jag, which has laundry on it right now. I drove it the other day, felt great, but it's getting warm, so I want to get the AC fixed. I want to get the fuel leak fixed. And then I'm probably going to list it for sale after that. I'd still need to shoot a video of it before it goes. The Montero is dirty just because I've driven it a little bit, but I just had a string of press cars. I just had the Infiniti QX60, which is fine. I had the Bentley before that. Was there something else in there? I don't remember. I'm trying to look up at my board here. I don't know. And then do I have any other cool cars coming up? I got to look at my calendar. I think I have some good stuff coming up. I get the e-tron GT again, kind of a redo because the one I had broke on me in a weird way. I get the Chevy Silverado ZR2 after that. I get the new Audi S8 after that. And then I have a Nissan Z loan, but it was supposed to be earlier, but it got pushed back to the end of July, which is a bit of a bummer. But I do have that coming soon. And then I have to start scheduling stuff. And oh my God, we're not even that far from like summer hasn't officially even started yet. And looking at my calendar, and it'll be August before I know it, which is just, oh my God. What's going on? It's like my daughter's birthday is in just over a month and she'll be 7. She finished first grade. So time is a flying, as the kids say. So this is a very short episode. I realize that completely, and I apologize for that, but I wanted to get something out for you guys. It's just the travel and everything got in the way. I'm going to record another one that will be a regular length one. We might even go to the Shitbox Speakeasy to record it, but that'll be good. And I'll try to bring that wheel question back up to Ron, and I'll put out another request for questions so we can get more stuff and have a more fulfilling episode. But I tried to squeeze this one in ahead of packing and planning. I have like 4 videos to edit before we leave tomorrow. And I'm also taking my daughter to her first baseball game tomorrow night, going to see the Red Sox play the Angels, which would be great because the Angels are terrible right now. Franchise record losing streak. And then we get to watch. I'm going to be on a plane. No. The Celtics game will have ended before I get on my plane tomorrow night at LAX. But hopefully I can watch it at the airport. I'm just thinking out loud right now. I apologize. That means this is a great time to end the podcast. Please go watch my Escalade video next week when it comes out. Like and subscribe. Follow me on Instagram at Hooniverse Jeff. All that good stuff. And I will have one of these out next week as well. And then, like I said, we'll get Cudmore in here, and I'm trying to get other guests, and we still need to reschedule Tony Angelo as well. Rambling complete. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.